All right, next we got Mike Lamb.
You wake up early in the afternoon and you do your makeup, put your fancy clothes on. You come alive when you turn the camera on. Try to utilize your education, but they only talk about your situation. So you show a little bit of skin to buy some time. Been a while, haven't seen you online. Can't get through on your cell phone line. When will you do another show? We miss watching you squirm.
I was really glad to hear such a big improvement over the Round Zero effort. This one sounds good. It sounds really good. The thing is, though, I don't know anything about Eugenia Cooney, who I believe is who this song is about, and I'm really reluctant to rabbit hole myself into some goddamn social media bullshit, so not interested in researching that any more than I've already done, which was just like touching on it and going like, oh, this is some I don't even know what social media people are called,
but it's dark.
Yeah and not a great job at the dynamics, I don't think, either. Not at least not as well as a lot of the other bands did. So better than Round Zero, but still against this big competition, you know, it's going to be hard to rank it very high.
Yeah, he's going to be slugging it out at the low end of the scale.
Yeah.
I mean, I did hear him try to get some dynamics, like the acoustic that he plays in the beginning is played pretty delicately and pretty quietly in the verse. And the percussion is just a, what is it, a cajon? I can never pronounce that. Cajon?
I think the J is a H sound.
Cajon?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Can we edit me saying that imperfectly later?
I'll do Google.
See if you get MC Hawking to say it for me. But anyway, it plays nicely. It's got a quiet vibe in the verses, which I like. This is a sad story, and I like sad songs, but this is also a little bit depressing. I like the harmonies that come in on later choruses, which is a really nice touch. I feel like the singing is heartfelt, which I admire for somebody who writes a serious, sort of sad, heartfelt song. That heartfelt feeling is a little bit undercut by the bloopy synth drums, which I think sort of spoil that mood that he was going for. But, you know, they do add a little bit more dynamics, so that's something. And, you know, this song has a lot of what I want from songs in this competition. A good take on the title, a thoughtful application of the challenge, some interesting lyrics, and some music that I can jibe with. And this has most of those things done reasonably well. But yeah, it's not the strongest entry in the fight, but it's definitely a step up from his Round Zero entry. So mad props for that.
Yeah.